We're listening to women's voices today. During the second hour, Joan Huang will be here and exploring her wonderful new compositions and her Chinese ancestry. And of course, in just a moment, we're going to continue listening to some of the Voices of the Pearl, this now entering its third volume of music of newly commissioned song cycles. Imagine, if you will, volumes of music inspired by esoteric traditions from women of every religion, nation, culture, and era. That's what we're listening to, one of the volumes of Voices of the Pearl put together and sung by my special guest, Anne Harley. Now, what was that music?
That was a few movements from Seven Prophetesses by this wonderful young composer, Moshe Shulman, two verses that he commissioned from his fellow army buddy, from the Israeli army.
That has a long visionary esoteric tradition, I'm sure. What?
The poet is Yuli Varshavsky. Well, this was our attempt to honor the women of the Jewish tradition.
Mm.
And what we ran up against, I'm the person who actually goes out and tries to find the texts from women in these various traditions. I asked rabbis, scholars, I asked absolutely everyone I could find. And as it happens, there are very few written transmissions that can be ascribed to women, which in the Jewish tradition.
Hmm.
And there are seven figures, the seven prophetesses, who are honored. Miriam, Huldah, Esther, Abigail, Sarah, Hannah, and Devorah. Those seven women are held in esteem, but that we don't actually have really very much text relating to them.
Writings about them, but not by them.
Well, even writing about them, I mean, if you you actually kind of look in the Tanakh, and then Miriam danced. Like, there are, we know that she was somehow involved in the leadership there, but it's very difficult to actually find text to set to music. So what we did in this case was I said to Moshe, would you consider doing something that would relate to the Jewish tradition? He himself is from Israel and, is I think, a non-practicing Jew. But anyway, so he said yes, and let me ask Yuli Varshavsky to write some new poems that would provide portraits in verse about how he imagined their experience. And so we have these new poems, which is wonderful in itself, that we have modern poetry that honors these seven women. And then Moshe took excerpts from those poems and set them in a commission, which was funded by the Fromm Commission, which is also wonderful. And I'm so happy for Moshe that now he's getting some recognition.
Great.
And he has come up with some miraculous sonorities, things that I had never heard before for string quartet, even, he has some experience as a bandoneon player, and he spent some time in Argentina founding a tango studio. And so one of the movements, he actually added at the last minute an introduction in which the string quartet really sounds uncannily like some kind of accordion. And it just flows so beautifully, and it's just a marvelous piece.
Now, when people want to explore this whole series of voices...